terms, it has been estimated, average per capita global domestic product increased by little more than 50% between 1500 and 1870. Between 1870 and 1998, however, it increased by a factor of more than 6.5. By the end of the 20th century, thanks to myriad technological advances and improvements in knowledge, human beings on average lived longer and better lives than at any time in history. By working more efficiently, people had more than treble the amount of time available for leisure. Those who spent their free time campaigning for political representation and the redistribution of income achieved considerable success. Barely a fifth of countries could be regarded as democratic in 1900. In the 1990s, the proportion rose above half. New welfare states evolved that were pledged to eliminate want, disease, ignorance, squalor, and idleness, as the 1944 Beveridge Report on Social Welfare put it. To explain, in the context of all these advances, the extraordinary violence of the 20th century, it is not enough simply to say that there were more people living closer together or more destructive weapons. If those were sufficient explanations, the end of the century would have been more violent than the beginning and the middle. In the 1990s, the world's population, for the first time, exceeded 6 billion, more than three